to another episode of Tell Me Everything. I'm Natalie and I'm here with my sister Laura Beth.
Hey y'all. Hey everyone.
We are excited. We have a special guest coming up later
Yes,
this
our
in the
first
pod.
podcast guest.
Yes, we promised y'all boots on the ground at James Kennedy's show at the Derby party. So we are going to be breaking that down in a little bit, but
yes.
First, we've got like some Bravo stuff to get over and talk about Jersey if we dare.
Yes, I know. The Real Housewives of New Jersey premiere, which, to be honest with you, I don't have a lot of hot takes. Like, it was kind of a boring premiere, in my opinion. Do you agree with that? Or did you?
Oh, yeah. I was
It was
like,
kind
I
of
mean,
like, I felt nothing.
well,
I
it
don't
was like
know.
we went straight, we did no real check-ins. We just went straight into this surprise party.
Yes,
And
right.
I was like, you know, I know we're kind of jumping ahead, but that was a big thing for me. I was like, there was no real, like, where are they now? What are they up to? I mean, there
Right.
was, it just didn't seem as like, it was like, this episode is 100% about the surprise party and less about the ladies, like they're
Right.
what their person, like in their personal life. We're just kind of
Well, we
picking
barely
up.
saw some of them at all. Like Danielle really wasn't in it very much.
Danielle got no at-home scene. It was just
No.
she just showed up on the screen at the party, which I made a
Yep.
note of that too. So
Jen
we'll
Fessler
get
got more
into
screen
it.
time. Yeah, it was weird. But anyway,
Yeah, we
not a
didn't
lot
get
of
any
hot takes this
no
ep, but I'm
taglines.
sure they'll come.
But yeah, we're gonna get into it in a minute. But what else has been going on in the Bravo world and the pop culture world? Did you watch the Met Gala
I
last
did not
night?
watch the coverage, but I obviously kept up with it on my phone. And honestly, it was like kind of a boring night. Like, no, I did like polls on my Instagram, but which I always enjoy doing, but there was no looks that like blew me away. Like there were a few looks I loved, but the theme was kind of boring. It was just like awakening the garden. And so it's just kind of like everyone wore florals, which wow, that's so like crazy for a garden theme. You wore flowers. Like it just wasn't, I like when the themes are like more open-ended and people can really interpret it however they want. But I know you were saying like you saw a TikTok or something, like where were the stars? And it really was like, who's the big like celeb this year? Like, I don't know. Like, it just
I
wasn't.
mean, the only person I think that was like an A-list, I mean, obviously this is not true, but like the biggest A-lister was Zendaya, but everybody else was
Yes.
like there was no Rihanna, no
No.
Beyonce,
But y'all,
obviously no Taylor.
I almost got tricked by AI on freaking Twitter. I hate Elon Musk. Of an AI image of Rihanna, and I thought it was really her, and like it was like a beautiful gown, and I like was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing, and then I looked at the comments, and it was like, this is fake. She's not really there, but it was like under the hashtag Met Gala, and guess what? It was under an account called Met Gala, that's not verified, but on
Verified. Oh, not
Twitter,
verified.
no, but
Yeah.
on Twitter, like they had the header
It
that
doesn't
said Met Gala, like it
matter.
doesn't matter. And there was
Yeah.
like a dozen accounts called Met Gala, and there's not a real Met Gala account. So it's like you and I could just fake that we're the Met Gala. And I just was like, this is why I hate Elon Musk. I'm sorry. But I just got so mad that I almost got tricked because it looked just like Rihanna. So
Yeah, he
anyway.
completely ruined like the verification process for no
Yes,
reason.
for
So
no
it's the
reason.
only social media platform that has these like fake accounts in
Yeah.
the least obvious way, because I fell for something a couple of weeks ago, if you remember.
Yes.
What was it? Then I texted you. I was like, I can't believe,
Well, you got
oh my
caught up
gosh, what was
with the crystal Anna Maria of
it?
it
Yes, it was a
all.
Crystal Anne Marie that, and I was like, I cannot believe this, and it was a fake account, and I'm pretty sure it had a blue check mark if I
And
recall.
that's why everyone was making
Or
fun of Anna Marie. And I was like, well, I don't really blame, like, it's not her fault. It's Elon Musk's fault. Like,
yeah,
I get tricked all the time by these fake verified accounts because you can
I
just pay
know.
for a
What's
blue
the
check.
right? So y'all, that's like
Anyway,
our
that's our rant
soapbox,
for the day.
our cyber truck soapbox. But
Yes.
yeah, I didn't see the Rihanna thing, but she wasn't
She
there.
was not there.
So yeah, I just felt like it was kind of lacking in the star power. I mean,
Yeah.
obviously Kim was there. So I was watching like TikToks and I saw like a lot of people, you know, she had on this dress and she couldn't breathe. Like it was like this corset
So
type
tight on her
thing.
waist. Yeah.
But she had this sweater over it. And then there was a lot of like debate, like, was this intentional? Like, was the sweater like a last minute thought? And the
Yeah.
reason people were saying it was like a last minute thing for like maybe a wardrobe malfunction or
Yes.
something was because the sweater was so tattered and like it had like
Yes.
lint. And
And
I
it
don't know,
didn't
dude,
go
what
with
did you
her
think about
look
that?
at all. Like, it was like,
Yeah.
and someone even, I saw a TikTok that was like, "Why? Where did she get this Target Wild Fable metallic sweater?" You know, like, 'cause they always have those like little like
Right.
young glittery things, and it just didn't go with her look at all. And I mean, I love the Met Gala because I like seeing how creative people can be and like whatever. But I just feel like Kim, we've seen her in a dress like this 100 times. Like, I just was like,
I
I don't
know.
care. So the sweater threw me off because I was like, why is she covering up? Like, it's just so unlike her. So that's why I agree. I think it must have been a wardrobe malfunction or something because it was just
Because
so
there's also,
random.
like, yeah, I feel like this, like, super fitted dress, like, with the hourglass figure, like, you've done that
Yes.
so many times.
So
It's
many times.
nothing
We
if
get it. You're
groundbreaking.
skinny. Like, right. Yeah. Like,
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. You've, like, you're on Ozempic and you have implants. Like, we get it.
Right.
And your hair's wet. I mean, I feel like she's done that
I
like
know.
damp
It's
hair look.
blonde.
So it
It's
just
damp.
wasn't.
Yeah.
But then there's another TikTok, which is our paper of record.
Yeah.
They had a picture of her getting out of her Sprinter van at the end of the night, and she was like going back to her hotel, maybe to change or whatever for the after parties. But she's like getting out of the van, and they're like completely covering her with this big sheet, that was kind of like further proof that she had a wardrobe malfunction. Like,
Oh,
but she,
interesting.
because like she was still being like covered up. So I don't know if
Right.
that's true, but
Yeah, I
all
don't know. You never know with
alleged,
the
y'all.
Kardashians.
Yeah.
Did you, oh, speaking of
But
the, but speaking of things that I saw on Instagram, did you see, or TikTok, the preview for the VPR reunion?
yes, I did.
What did you think of the,
I think that they always do this shit, so we'll tune in for all three episodes.
I know. I like.
There's no reason that this is three parts.
No, I agree with
You're
that
doing
completely.
this to make us think that there's something there. La La planted
Yeah.
a seed about the final 7 minutes or
Right.
whatever. I think it's, I love the idea of them like watching the last part together.
I
So
do
I
too. I
don't
think
know,
that's a good
like,
idea.
is, I just don't know, like, what it could be
Yeah. That's where
if
I'm
it's
at.
anything.
That's where I'm at because I'm like, I personally, unless we find out that like Ariana is like a mass murderer, I'm like, what am I gonna find out that's gonna make me like turn on her? I just don't get that. I also saw some account like quote spilling tea that was like not interesting to me at all. But it said like the thing is like Ariana doesn't want to film with Tom, but it's affecting everyone else's livelihood. Like, that's why they're mad at her. And I was like, okay, who cares? Like, welcome to
We
reality television. Like, what show does that not
and we've
happen
like
on?
we've known that that's not shake shocking, right?
Yeah, I'm just like, who cares? Like, okay, sorry, Lala. Like, I just am like, I don't, that's not gonna make me turn on Ariana.
Well, so James Kennedy, speaking of, he posted this trailer on his Instagram, and his caption was, "My, what do we have here?" And that makes me feel like it's something about
Oh.
Tom Sandoval, but I don't know, because I feel like he's
Yeah.
very much on the rage against Tom Sandoval, especially in the after shows. Like, I feel like he was
Yes.
cordial to James or to Sandoval on the
Yes.
show in
Right.
some ways, not like kissing his ass in the way that Lala is and Sheena is,
Yeah.
but he's been cordial. But on the after show, I feel like he's so angry at Tom
Yeah.
Sandoval. So
Right.
that, I don't know when that was filmed,
Right.
but it makes me feel like with that caption, it leads me to believe it was something related to
Right.
Sandoval.
Yeah, and
But
I
I
mean,
don't know.
I'm like you. I don't know that there's anything that's really going to be like a bombshell, but I did think the
It's a
trailer
nothing
actually
burger, as
looked,
you.
I don't know, nothing burger. I did think the trailer looked good. I mean, it piqued my interest, but I will tell you now, everyone listening, I hate three-part reunions. Like, there has nary been a reunion to me that has been worthy of 3 episodes. I think Vanderpump Rules last season was deserving of three, but every episode delivered something. I don't see that happening this
Right.
season. I'm like, what are we going to talk about? Like, what is there to talk about?
Yeah.
I just don't really
Why are we
care.
having three parts?
Yeah.
Other
Three
than
parts
so
is
y'all can
just
get ad
ridiculous.
money.
Yes,
Yeah.
exactly. So yeah, but I mean, they actually edited. I'll give credit to the editors. You know, they made the trailer look really good. So.
Yeah, I mean, I still am.
Natalie's harder to impress than me, guys. So.
Yeah. Speaking of Vanderpump Rules, we do need to give a shout out to our listener. I
Oh,
believe her name is
yes.
Kelly. And
Yes.
she answered, we asked a question and she delivered an answer to us. We were so
Yes.
curious as to why James Kennedy was, able to leave Graham to go to San Francisco,
Right.
but not to go to Allie's friend's wedding. So, and she, Kelly, our listener, brought up a great point. Thank you, Kelly, that in the earlier episode, James had said he only trusts his brother to watch Graham, and his brother
Right.
was not available the weekend of the wedding.
For the wedding,
But
right.
he, so we're led to believe, yes, that his brother was available for the San Francisco trip. So that makes a lot of sense, Kelly. Thank you for
Yes.
pointing that out.
And I
We're still
told her,
truthers.
yes. And I told her in my response, I was like, that makes total sense. But I do think it was like a production error to not, because they made that such a big deal in the prior
Oh,
episode. And I don't blame James. Like, I understand, like, completely. Like, you don't trust anybody else, like, whatever. But I'm like, why didn't production say, you know, I'm so
Even
glad
a
my
throwaway
brother,
line.
yeah, it's like, I'm so glad my brother could keep Hippie this week. You know, I wish he could
The
keep him for
end.
the, you know, just because that was like a 10-minute scene. Like, that was like a huge chunk of the episode. So, anyway,
And everybody
but
got
thank
involved, like
you.
all the girls
Yes.
got involved. Yeah.
And thank you to Kelly for the response. And thank you for listening because we love our listeners.
I was about to say
Yes.
that. Thank you, Kelly. Yes.
Speaking of, please leave us a review, everyone. We are begging for a review.
Five stars
We
only.
only
But
have
yes,
Ginger
please.
666, so.
Just write something like, I love the sisters, or
Yeah.
I don't know, but we have one
Anything.
written review and it's not a good one,
It's not
guys.
nice. Yeah, so please help us out.
It's Summer House specific, like it has nothing to do with like our
I know.
pod. So anyway, I mean, yeah, thanks everyone. But yeah, consider that if you just could take 2 seconds out of your day and leave us a review.
Yes, please.
Oh. Yeah, there's so many like Bravo podcasts out there right now, and podcasts got more shout outs in the Jersey
I know. And
than
speaking of Bravo podcast, has anyone heard anything from the Ed's podcast? Because I literally just heard someone say the Ed's, and I was like, what are they talking about? And then I remembered that Ed, Tamara's husband and Teddy's husband are both Ed. They started a podcast, and I've never heard not one thing about this podcast. Like, I've never heard a
Right.
clip, I've never heard a sound bite. Like, they've never made waves. Like, I'm about to look it up on Spotify because I'm
I'm looking
like,
up, yeah, the
does it
Eds.
exist? Okay, no, yeah, they have
Okay.
an episode. Last episode was April 26th.
Okay, they have a trailer and then 1, 2, 3, 4 episodes.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay,
Yeah. So
the
April
titles of their
26th.
episodes is, or one of the titles is, What is Sexy?
No.
So
No.
that tells me all I need to know, honestly, about the Ed's podcast. Because it says, what is sexy to men? Do they care about plastic surgery? Do they care about makeup? Edwin and Eddie share what they really think. Okay,
Probably
yeah, no, I'm not
not.
interested. I will not be listening. But I just am like shocked that they haven't even made a wave, like a blip on the
Well, it's funny too,
radar.
because like their episode titles are Two T's Presents. The
Right.
Eds, col is like Two T's presents, colon, the Eds, colon, what is
Colin,
sexy?
yes, that's so
Yeah,
weird.
jeez. Yeah, they have, oh my God, they have 91 5-star reviews, guys. Okay, we need to put out
People.
more content. Come on.
I know. I'm gonna put a
But
post on Instagram.
that's probably bots or
I'm
something.
sure.
So, yeah, I'm just scrolling the reviews, but I don't know. Okay, yeah, but I mean that's such a good point because I think the 2T's podcast, like they were going to put out all these shows. They're just like pumping
Yes.
out the
They're
content.
trying to make like a I think a podcast like production company maybe is my thought. But I'm like, just stick to y'all's podcast. Like, you don't need to have all these other branches, in my opinion. Like, I'm like, y'all just need to stick with what you got and do that. I mean, that's just my opinion, but I'm like, because they have the one with Emily. Is it Emily and Teddy have a separate one? That's like 2T's Presents too. So I'm like, stick to what you know, girl. Like, y'all just do your podcast and keep it rolling. But that's just
I'm
me.
looking 2 T's in a pod. They also, I'm looking, so they have, okay, popping off is Teddy and Emily.
Yeah.
And then they also produce two Jersey J's with Jackie Goldschneider and Jennifer Fessler.
Okay, I forgot about that, but yeah, I do remember when that was like came out.
It looks
Okay.
like they produce it. And then
Yeah.
I Por Favor with Alexia
Oh, I didn't know they
and
did that pod.
Marisol. I let me see if I'm reading it right.
Okay, I did not know about that. I knew the I Por Favor podcast was out there, but I didn't know it was produced by Teddy. Okay. Or 2 T's.
Yeah, 2 T's in a pod. Oh,
Okay.
wait, let's see. Interesting.
Interesting. Okay.
Okay, well, that's a lot of an update of the
I know the ads.
podcast world. But they do give in Jersey, they're like, oh, Melissa got an advanced copy of Jackie's book, and she's like, yeah, I read it because you're coming on my podcast. And I was like, okay, more podcast shout outs.
Yes, right.
We're having a moment because we had such a moment at
Yes.
Vanderpump Rules with Bethany's podcast. I have Bethany. Okay, she and her boyfriend of 6 years broke up. I didn't
Yes,
even
I
know they were
saw
still
that.
together.
So I saw people on TikTok like speculating about this because they think that they have been broken up for a while, but they just haven't announced it. And that's why Bethany was so out of control and feral on TikTok. Because there was like a moment in time where she was making like TikToks like every day and like just talking about everything like under the sun, just like making these quote viral TikToks. And like eating the crab boil and like doing these like crazy things. So people are speculating that maybe they've been broken up for a while and she was spiraling. So that's why she was putting out so much content. Cause now she's kind of slowed down. She hasn't been putting out the crazy TikToks and her Walgreens makeup reviews. Like she's not doing all that as much anymore. Or at least it's not making headlines. I don't follow her, but it's not like in the news. But I'm like you, I didn't even know they were still together. So I was just like, oh, okay. Like
I had no idea. I mean, I can't even think of the last time I saw a picture of them together.
No.
So that was
No.
very shocking.
Yes.
And the last little bit of Bravo news that I had was that Ariana is going to return to Chicago in August to the musical.
I did see that. I shared that
So
on our Instagram. Yeah.
that
Good for
is
her.
exciting.
I mean,
And I
great.
wonder if that's why that's part of the production negotiation
Oh,
to
true. I didn't
start
think about
filming
that.
later. I don't know.
Yeah. I didn't think about that. That's true.
I mean,
But
between
good for
that and Love
her.
Island,
I mean, she it's been like record-breaking numbers at the Chicago show. I mean, people love her. Even like non-Vanderpump Rules fans have like theater people have like said that she's really good. So, I mean, good for her. I mean, we're rooting for Ariana no matter what on OMG Tell Me Everything. So
100%. I'm like, I've heard like only positive reviews, so maybe we'll
yeah.
get to go up to New York and see her one
I did want
day.
to say real quick, I forgot to bring this up. Last night, Tom Sandoval, I don't know if you know this, Tom is going to be on Watch What Happens Live tonight. And they pre-recorded it. They pre-record some and then film some live, but they pre-recorded Tom Sandoval's. Well, Jack, I don't know if Jax is the guest, but he was there. And so was Tom Sandoval's girlfriend, Victoria, that he's been seen on social media with, for months now. Well, apparently, since last night, Tom and Victoria have unfollowed each other, and there's rumors that they broke up. And so now people are like, what is Jax Taylor involved? Like, what happened? Like, because she was at Watch What Happens Live, and then they unfollowed each other. So I thought that was kind of interesting. I was like, there's something going on there, I feel, because she's been all over his social media. Like every show he plays, he posts like pictures of them kissing. Like he really wants people to see like he's moved on to this hot model, like whatever. Which whatever, good for him. I don't care. But I thought it was interesting they unfollowed each other. And Jack, she like unfollowed, or Jackson followed Tom or something. Like it's just like drama up in
What
the. I know.
happened?
I'm like, I need to know what
Watch,
happened.
yeah, Watch What Happens Live is like where all things happen for Vanderpump Rules. That's where Sheena punched
Yes.
Raquel.
Exactly. Oh, and Billie Lee also unfollowed Tom Sandoval, so people are
Okay,
like,
now that is huge.
I know.
Honestly, that is breaking news because
I
she is like
know.
so obsessed with him this season.
Yes.
That's
So
crazy. I didn't
obsessed.
see any of those. This is breaking
This is
news to
breaking
me.
news. So tonight's Vanderpump Rules, though, and then Tom is going to be on What Happens Live. So I will be tuning into that. I don't know who the co-guest is, though. So I don't think it's Jax. I think he was just there, like, to support him.
He was just maybe in the audience,
Yeah.
but now they're fighting. Like, good God.
I know. And did Jax do something? Like, I'm like, did he,
Yeah.
like, flirt with the girl? Like, I'm just like, okay, what's happening?
All right. Do you want to take a little break and then we'll get back into Jersey?
Yes, sounds good. Okay, I wanted to issue a correction after, on our break. I did a little research. Jax Taylor is the guest along with Tom Sandoval. So I, for some
Okay.
reason, thought it was a non-Bravo person with Tom, but it is Tom and Jax, which I think will be really interesting to see because, you know, they've kind of had such a tumultuous relationship throughout the years and they hated each
Totally,
other.
yeah.
And now I guess they're back to being friends. I don't know. But I don't know. Do you think something maybe happens on the show that
I
makes.
mean, if the unfollowing is just so odd,
Yeah.
and yeah, I'm wondering if it happened like on camera or is this like at the
Right.
after party? Like, I just.
Right.
I'm anxious, so obviously watch tonight and see what happens.
And how does Billie Lee fit into it all, you know?
That's a million-dollar question, as they say. How does Billie Lee
Yep.
fit into
Yep.
it?
Yep.
I've heard that before.
Oh, I know. The name on everybody's lips.
So should we get into Jersey?
I don't want to. No, I'm scared of the fandom. Like, I just hate the fandom of Jersey. And Jersey is one of my favorite franchises. So I hate that I feel this way, but I can't, I don't get on Twitter. Like, I don't look at the hashtag. Like, I can't, because people are so feral about New Jersey. And I, you know, Teresa stans are obviously unhinged. But then people that hate Teresa are just as crazy. Like, I'm just like, I mean, I don't like Teresa at all, but I'm not going to spend my days tweeting about how much I hate her. You know, it's like, I just think people are sick. Like, this franchise, for some reason, does something to people that other franchises don't do. I don't know.
Yeah, I think like for the listeners, like Laura, Beth, and I are not Teresa stans. Like we
No.
actually like we don't really like her.
No.
She's like not the most intelligent person. She's really
Right.
mean. She hits below the
Yeah.
belt and it's just hard to watch.
Yes.
And like it's not a fair fight. Like she's doesn't listen. You know,
No.
she's the type of person that goes into an argument. She just wants to win. She doesn't listen to anything.
Absolutely right.
And it's just I'm just over it. And as we can see in this episode, it's like same shit, different day. It's, oh, I heard these rumors. Like I'm just gonna put this out there and I'm gonna be
Right.
mad and
Right.
with no foundation, no
Right.
like, you know, validity behind them at all.
Right.
And it's just
And you
boring to
know, it's
watch.
boring, and I've seen, like, I felt nothing after the premiere. Like, I felt nothing. Like, I was like, I like having him back, but okay, like, I don't really know where we're going. And I've seen a lot of people be like, this is the same stuff, different day. Like, it's just a different season of the same conflict. But then I see people also saying, this is the Teresa show. They can't have Jersey without Teresa. And I'm like, but
That's not true.
do y'all see the correlation there? Like, have you ever thought it is the Teresa show because that's how production makes it? But maybe that's not good. Like, maybe she doesn't make a good television show. And I'm sorry to be the one to tell y'all that, but maybe she's the common factor of why Jersey has been so boring and the same fight over and over and over again.
Yeah, because there's no like authentic friendships. Like everybody just lives like in fear of her and like pissing her off. And I'm like, that's not like a healthy place to be in
No.
like real life. And as
No.
a show, it's just played out so much.
Yeah.
I'm just
It's
tired of it.
boring at this point.
And like I felt like this just episode picked up. It was like, okay, the season ended, and then now we picked up. We're still arguing about the same thing,
Yep.
and we're all meeting at a surprise party,
Right.
and nothing. Like they barely even show any like family scenes. I mean, there's a
Yeah.
little bit of it, but it wasn't like all the gals like together. It was like straight into an argument.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
And
it's
like
just
straight
so.
off of the reunion, they're like, "Where are you since New York? Like, what's going on?" And it's like, let's talk about something else. Like, let's talk about other things. Like, I
Yeah.
just am like, I don't even care.
And
Like,
like, what are we
because,
even fighting
yeah,
about?
because you and I both, I think Bravo needs to do like, where, how did we get here episode? Like, just like 15-minute recap of like what happened last season. Because I don't even remember what happened because it was just like so much time has passed since the reunion. And I'm just like, what did happen? Like, I had to go back and like look at old recaps because I was like, what did happen? Like, why did John Fuda and Louis hated each other. I don't even remember. But then once I read it, I was like, oh yeah, I remember all that. But
But it's all about
yeah.
the investigator and all of
Yeah.
that, like,
So Louis hires this private investigator and looked into all of them, not just John Fuda. But I guess they revealed that he was in jail and then also like has been in contact with his like baby mama from his previous relationship. And I do think that's crossing the line. Like, I'm like, you're not just like hearing rumors, like you're paying a private investigator to go look into my past. Like, no, you're
dig
not gonna
up
do that.
stuff.
Yeah. And it's like, these are the husbands, not the cast members, you know? And it's like, don't do that to me. Like, don't look into my past. And I'm the type person, like, how old is John Fuda? Like, in his 40s? Like, I'm like, what he did when he was 18 to go to jail is not, I don't care. Like, we all did things in our past.
And what do you want to do
Like,
with this information
yeah, who
besides be
cares?
like you're trying to destroy somebody's life with this information?
Right.
Like you think this is gonna be this like life-altering
Like
news. And like I
bombshell.
feel because like he has a son, like is there like a I mean I think he's adopted now, but like could that have messed up his cut the
Right.
custody agreement? And then the
Right.
stuff with Margaret, like calling Margaret's son's place
Yes.
of work. And like this is her biological son she's estranged from,
Right.
has no interest in being in the show. Like
No.
what's the point of this other than y'all are just evil people?
Evil people,
I
that
mean, and
exactly.
it's just pure evil. And Teresa like defending that just makes me sick. And like
Yes.
and then she's like, oh, my husband's such a gentleman. He would never do this. But your husband's a drug dealer. I'm like,
I
what?
know.
So
What are you talking
are we
about?
gentlemen? Are we people of
Right.
manners, like kind people that like treat people with
Right.
respect? Or are we
Right.
out of the same breath calling somebody else a trashy drug dealer?
And talking about dildos, like he uses a
The dildos,
double-sided
yes.
dildo. Like, I just can't. I hate the way Teresa fights. I hate the dirty, like mudslinging. Like, it's just not. It's almost like Monica Garcia, like, take that stuff to Bad Girls Club. Like, I don't need that on Housewives. Like, I
Right.
don't want to see that. And I just think Teresa gets away with it because she's an OG or whatever. And I just don't think that's fair. So
Yeah.
I will say I missed Danielle on this
I
episode. I
know.
loved Danielle last
She didn't
season.
have any scene until the
No.
party, like at the end. Like they didn't go to her
Right.
house. She didn't have any talking heads to, until
Yeah. And I
the.
love her. So I hope that that changes after this episode.
Yeah, it
But.
was. The guys are like arguing and
Yeah.
it's just a mix of like it was the same fight, different day,
Yeah. I do think
so
Polly was just trying to make the peace between the men, but it was like, this isn't the time. Like, everyone's heated. Everyone's pissed off. Like, everyone
didn't
here
feel
hates
like he
Louie.
was. I thought he was
That's how I
trying.
felt.
So basically, all the guys are like joking around about Louis because they're like, I mean, he's not here. Like,
Yeah.
I thought he'd be brave. Like, I thought he was like not scared of me and
Right.
he didn't show
Because his
up.
quote business trip, y'all, please give me a break. Like,
Yeah.
he was not, yeah.
And I thought Polly was like seeing red the way I looked at Paul. I was like,
Right.
he's terrified. Or sorry, he's like pissed off,
He's mad, right?
and because he wants to defend Louis, and
Yeah.
then it kind of falls flat because like all the other guys are like, oh, okay, well, you picked a side, you picked a side. And then
Right.
thankfully Dolores comes in and like rescues
And
them. And she's like,
thank
my dad
God.
always taught me, know where the exits are,
Yes. Which is a great word of advice for everyone to take home.
And then Teresa, kind of towards the end of the party, like she's like walking out, but she like can't help herself but get one more jab in at Rachel
Yes,
on the
right.
way out. And she's like, your husband went for my husband. He was such a gentleman. And that's when she like throws out these accusations. And it
Whatever.
just killed me because like she was like in the midst of this argument with Rachel, but then she was still taking the free candy.
Yes, I know. She like couldn't stop herself. She had to get the candy. Such a funny
Yeah, she's like, I need
scene.
the Snickers and the Twizzlers.
I know, that made me laugh.
But I mean, I don't know if there's more you want to say, or we can. I mean, like,
No.
we're gonna watch the show, and like, if we keep, if it gets too toxic for us, we're gonna like abort mission, but we're gonna
Yes,
give
we're
it a
gonna check it out.
try and
Yeah.
see. My favorite line at the end was like, all this argument and like just everybody's screaming and yelling, and Jess is like, I'm having the best time regardless of the bloodshed, and she gives her like birthday speech. So
I lived for that. I loved it.
it was cracking me up, but
Yeah.
I just don't want another season. I hope that there's like drama not related to Melissa and Teresa and the and
Yeah.
loyalty and like who
I agree.
goes where.
Right.
I want to see something fresh and new.
Me too.
Because at the end of the day, like, what are we fighting about? And like, what would make anybody happy? And I think you said
Right.
earlier it was like Teresa and Joe just want to win, right?
Yes.
So I don't think that's not an argument anybody's ever going to win, because no, like they're
No.
both stubborn
Right.
and they just want to be right and they
Right.
want to
If you
win.
truly want resolution, you both have to come to the table, put your swords down and come to the table. And neither of them are willing to do that. Like, it's always they have to defend or say, well, yeah, but like, there's never any true, like, let's just sit down and clear the air. And that's why I'm like, y'all are never going to get back together, like, as brother and sister, or at least while you're on the show. Maybe if they get off the show,
Right. They need
but
like
anyway.
a very, very talented mediator to like
Yes.
come to the and like and that they have to respect the ground rules of like you can't interrupt and you can't talk. And that's impossible for this crew.
Impossible.
I was like
I
rewatching
know.
the reunion from
It's
last
awful.
season, and it's like so much talking over each other. It's just like
Yes.
not a healthy way to communicate. But
No,
anyway,
Italian culture
guys.
and Southern culture are more alike than I think people realize.
So I
Stay
have a lot
tuned
more to
because we
say.
have a special guest at the end of the pod.
Yes,
So,
we have a
yes,
special
stay
guest joining
tuned.
us, and we're excited to share that with y'all. All right, stay tuned.
Bye.
Hey, y'all, and we are back with our special guest, our number one fan, our most avid listener, and our favorite cousin, one of our favorite cousins, Tassie.
I'm number one. Hey,
Welcome.
girls. Welcome to OMG. Tell me everything.
So excited to be here and to be your first guest.
I
I know, yeah, this is a huge deal for us. We've never done an interview, we've never had a guest, so we're so excited. And as promised, she was on the ground at the Kentucky Derby, and she was able to see our number one DJ, DJ JK, and Polly D.
Yes.
So obviously we want to
Yes.
hear about that. We want to hear about the Derby. And all the above. Lara, I know, teased us all with a picture of you and my man Travis Kelce together. And
Yes.
so many
Tell us
people
about your
thought that was
meeting.
real. Like, seriously, Derek sent it to his family and they thought it was real. So it was funny. Yeah, boots on the ground, baby. I got to see it all. To set the stage a little bit. So my daughter goes to school at University of Louisville. She plays soccer there. And so we've never really been, big derby people, but you got a kid in Louisville, you got to become a derby person. So this is our second year going, and there's all kinds of events and everything.
prior to the actual Derby. So we were doing some of those things, and we've kind of made it our tradition to have Friday be our family day because she wants to hang out with
Okay.
her friends on Saturday and everything for the actual Derby. So
Right.
we do the Oaks, which is the fillies racing, and so all the ladies, and I won Thoroughbred Angel.
Oh, nice.
I
Go,
won
Tassie.
that one. Anyway, and then we found out DJ JK and DJ Pauly D are hitting up 4th Street Live, which is this super cool venue. It's like outdoor, and it's in the center of a square basically, and then there's bars and restaurants all around it.
I
So
love it.
we hopped on, got those tickets, and Emma Kate, my 20-year-old, was like, "Well, sure, it's our day. I'll come, but I have no idea, what."
Right. This
She
is like a
was
millennial's dream, but
yeah,
she's
she
Gen Z, so
begrudgingly
she's
didn't, yeah. Agreed to come, but was not expecting anything good until DJ JK started. And then it changed her life. Let me tell you,
Oh my gosh.
she was rocking out, appreciated our boy for everything that he does, and
I love it.
on a show, y'all. He was shirt off, spraying champagne
Of
everywhere.
course.
Did just had a great set list. Like, it was the house was rocking. I mean, it
Yeah,
really
that's
was
so cool.
awesome. There was
I
so much
love it.
energy. He's just like you would expect him to be. Like, he's
Yeah.
everything. And see, your listeners don't know, but Natalie did a cameo for me for my 40th birthday, I think. Of
Yeah.
DJ JK. And so I was having to show Emma Kate the cameo that I had
Right.
to give her some context of why he's everything.
Like for so many years, yes.
Yes,
Yes.
we have been loyal fans. So it really was awesome. I was hoping I would get a more personalized contact, but all the people that were
I know,
there,
really.
just wasn't going to happen. And then I know Larbeth's favorite is DJ Pauly
I
D.
love Pauly D, always and
So
forever.
he is coming to Atlanta on May
I know.
17th.
I know. I wish I But wasn't 9 months pregnant.
we'll have to just keep following because it would be a fun cousin.
I know. I would die.
So tell us, like, with James Kennedy, like, what were there, like, Vanderpump influences? Like, did he acknowledge Bravo? Like, was that, like, part of his
So
set?
he says the word pumptini 15 times in his set list. Like,
I
who's ready for a pumptini? So yeah, he doesn't talk much, obviously, because he's
Yeah.
just out there jamming and playing music. He did say at one point, "Allie's in the house." So I think
Did you
Allie was there with
scream?
them. Yeah, it was really fun. And like, again, the energy is just wild, and all of the restaurants that are surrounding it have open like windows that you can order drinks from or whatever. And the bartenders were like coming out, jumping on the bars, dancing.
I
Everybody was
love it.
all into it. So
Yeah. So the vibes were good.
yeah, it was amazing. We didn't stay for DJ Pauly D's whole set, but he pumped the bass up.
Yeah.
So DJ James Kennedy was at a high level, and DJ Pauly D pumped it up even higher. So
Yeah.
there's fandom there.
Oh, yeah. I
All
love it.
it was awesome. I wish y'all had been there with me.
I
I
know.
know.
We're
But
gonna
I'm
have to
glad
make it work.
I turned my girl into a lover and a fan. She's obsessed now.
We have to teach the younger generation, you know, we have to bring them along with us and show them what's good out there. You know, they don't know what they're missing.
They don't. And they're playing songs that are from our day, and
Right.
they're songs that Emma Kate doesn't even realize are from our day. She thinks they're from her day. And I'm like, oh no, girl,
Right.
this is artificial, man.
I know,
This
right?
is a remix.
Yeah.
So anyway, it was awesome. I'm so glad I got to share the experience with y'all. I know I made y'all get on a Zoom call or a FaceTime call as soon as I got home because
I
I was
know. I loved it. I wanted to hear all about
I was so
it. I know,
excited.
and our listeners definitely wanted to hear too. We promised them that you would give them a full Yes.
report. So, Laura, you'll have to post
the cameo
Oh
on our
yes, text me the
Instagram
cameo. I can
and
share that too.
some of
Yeah,
y'all's
I can send
videos from the night.
it. Yeah,
Did
that's
James play Good as Gold by chance?
no, he did not. I don't know why that wasn't in his list.
That should have been like number one, honestly.
I would have thought he would have opened with that.
I know.
I'm surprised Sheena wasn't there.
I know.
I know. I didn't see any other like cast members there, like based on their social media. I was
Right.
kind of surprised,
Well,
but
James didn't even stay for the Derby. He went straight to
that's
Toronto.
what I was.
Yes,
That's what I was
I
about to
saw that.
say is he was like on the move that weekend because he was like in
Yeah.
Toronto and then maybe Florida. So
Yeah,
I
and
just love
Pauly
it. He's like
D
living out
went to
his.
Vegas the next day. So they are like on the move. They don't rest.
Well, my last
Yeah.
thing about DJ James Kennedy is he came home from his whirlwind weekend to a broken hot water heater. I'm not sure if y'all saw that on his social media. So
I
he's
did not.
putting it on
Back to reality for James
Instagram this
Kennedy.
morning. He's got to get his hot water heater fixed. And he and Hippie were playing outside throwing the ball.
Sure
Oh,
they
he's just
were.
like us. You
Sure
know,
they
he's a
were.
DJ, but he's just like us, you know?
Yep. Home ownership, baby. It's not for the
I
birds.
know.
Yes.
I love that so much.
Right. So,
Well, thank you for sharing
I know.
this.
Thanks for coming
Listeners,
on,
if y'all have
Taz.
more questions for Taz, like please, our DMs are open.
Of
So
course,
eager to hear
please.
from
I want to
y'all.
know more. And I hate that I can't stay on for the rest of the chat, but I'll be listening for
We'll
sure.
have you
Yeah,
on eventually. Yeah.
did you get a chance to watch Jersey?
Haven't watched yet. That's why I
Okay.
have to log off because I can't have spoilers.
Okay.
Oh,
Okay.
yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Well, we'll have you back on for sure now that you've had a taste of the star life.
Yeah, the podcast life. Yeah.
I can't wait.
Love you, Tassie. Thanks for coming
All
on.
right. Bye. Thank you.